Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
Not for young kids. What is this, the soundtrack to? A clue, it is not the Florida tourism theme song. It just goes to show how our brains develop muscle memory. This is the theme, of course, to Jaws, involuntarily triggering fearful images and unsettling emotions. What if you want to pump yourself up? Try the theme from Rocky and go for it and run some steps. The point here is our minds are definitely programmable. But what does this have to do with sex and Hooters? Any guy who's passed one of those billboards with the foxy ladies on it will have a hard time forgetting them, right? For the Hooters girls are just proof that lust works feverishly, not just to tempt our eyes, but to infiltrate and control our imaginations. This next thought is kind of countercultural, but park on it just for a minute before you reject it, okay? The real temptation of the Hooters girls is not that they wear tight clothes. Think about it. We can see provocatively dressed women, and more of them, almost anywhere, at the movies, on TV, even at church. Nope. The hook is that these girls openly desire to be our fantasy. They openly desire to be our fantasy. They wanted to be Hooters girls. There's no doubt that they understand the minds of men and they're willing to participate in the fantasy. But first of all, let's ask the question, really, what's wrong if you escape into a little world of irresponsibility, a little world of fantasy, occasionally, just to get away from the stress, to cope with things in life? Well, as we've said before, fantasy cuts and undercuts the truest happiness, the truest inner contentment that a man can have, humanly speaking, on the planet Earth. And that is the deepest level intimacy with your wife or wife-to-be. I mean, if you're looking for the deepest kind of inner contentment, this is where it is. Plus the fact, if you have a daughter and you're bringing these visual images into your living room by cable or what have you, do you not think she's going to be using sensuality and sexuality when she reaches puberty and teenage years and you're wondering, what happened to my daughter when she's out here displaying this sexuality that bothers you so much and you see those guys coming around and you know what they have on their mind? Or your son, if he starts objectifying women and he's thinking like you. But right now, let's just say that you would like the deepest intimacy with your wife. So how can you resist the temptation of going into the zone of fantasy? It's so difficult because about the time, if you really make an effort, you find that you're starting to lose ground. You're starting to go under. You're yielding. And you take action like self-sex. Then you come up feeling hollow and empty and kind of self-condemning, right? I'm losing ground. So if the imagination wins once the battle starts, how does a man live in a world of full of triggers, from Hooters billboards to Victoria's Secret commercials? First step is to identify the triggers. Root them out of your schedule, your eyesight, eventually your mind. Now, here's some identification of triggers. First, let's start by isolating the times when we are most vulnerable. Remember back to the last few times that you perhaps have struggled with extreme mental sexual temptation, and maybe you actually fell and acted out. Where did the downward slide start? What were your muscle memory triggers? The specific things that tempted you.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
If you want the greatest intimacy with your wife that's possible, Stud Muffin, and to experience the best inner contentment that's on the planet Earth, humanly speaking, avoid these things. Here are just a few ideas, and that's watching movies with sexual humor or nudity. And I'll go one beyond this. I was watching a movie the other night. It was not a sexual movie. It was a very, very mild. You would recognize it. It is a classic. I'm not going to give you the swimsuit scene that I watched because you might start closing your eyes and get into it. But this woman who was in this very decent swimsuit was not doing anything sexual, but that scene of this hot babe in this swimsuit remained in my mind for 24 hours or more. And here's a guy who has learned to avoid that kind of visual stimulation, not because I'm any great Billy Graham or anything like that, but just because I've seen how it increases my inner contentment by staying away from it. But still, I realize that even with that one small visual stimulation, that if you allow your mind to be bombarded by such visual stimulation, you are going to go under because of that muscle memory trigger. Okay, we're talking about movies with sexual humor or nudity. How about television programs with sexual innuendos? Stay away from them, horny toad. And another thing, channel surfing the television late at night, you are asking for problems. And how about that Victoria's Secret catalog? A couple of them normally arrive in my mail in the fall, right before Christmas. Hey, what's wrong? I mean, if you're just looking at the menu, but you're not ordering, right? But I want to tell you, again, if you're looking for the deepest inner contentment in life, the deepest intimacy with your wife or wife-to-be, listen, Victoria's Secret catalog, it just triggers those memories, sends you into the zone of the no return, gets you into fantasy. So why go there? Prepare yourself before that thing ever arrives or what you're going to do with it. And of course, obviously, driving by stores that sell porn is just going to increase your frustration. Bob Gresh in New Man magazine says, watch enough sexually explicit stuff and you'll start to believe that everywhere guy meets girl from across a crowded room, they're bound to be tumbling into bed within 15 minutes. It becomes programmed into your mind. And the next time a great-looking woman innocently looks at you from across the room, your mind, it's headed to places that it has no business being. Your muscle memory has been triggered. You know the feeling, don't you? I mean, most of us do. And when that feeling comes on fast, we start losing ground fast. Did you know, Stud Muffin, that the brain releases chemicals when stimulated sexually and they run through the bloodstream and return to the brain to lock the vivid memory of that experience into your mind?
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. Every man wants to win bigger than ever, but often we are crippled by the past bad stuff that distorts our view of how God actually sees us. God is full of compassion and mercy and offers a plan to have your life count big. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com, menwhowin.com.